Now, my fear right now, you know, I'm just going to put this out there because my concern is that trap has been set. And I've been saying this again and again, and I hope that I'm wrong, but Donald Trump is now in the UK, right? Mm-hmm. As we speak, it's happening. He's in the UK. Fine. But why is he in the UK? Well, we haven't gotten a lot of details yet. There's definitely a lot of signal being put out with him like walking ahead of King Charles. It's unprecedented where King Charles is like walking meekly behind him and he's like overseeing the you know, giving a tour of the UK guard with the funny hats. I think that there's a charm offensive going on right now. And I know that this has been going on for a while, even in his first term. There's been a big charm offensive to try to persuade the United States to rejoin the Commonwealth. And I know mm-hmm. that back in March, you know, King Charles first formally put this out and Trump's response was, sounds good to me.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm hoping he's just playing along with it, but my fear is that they're playing him up and trying to give him a sense that he is going to be in charge. And maybe, you know, the UK can't manage itself. Look at all of the riots. Look at all, they're on the verge of civil war. They need a strong man to protect them. And my fear is that Charles is giving him this type of flattering messaging as a trap to get him to agree to get the US to sign on to becoming an associate member of the Commonwealth as part of the recapture of the USA, a la what Cecil Rhodes called for over a century ago, and what the Pilgrims have been devoted to achieving, which people like Tucker Carlson is a member of the Pilgrim Society, as is his father, as was Kissinger and many others, the Knight of Saint Michael and Saint George, Henry Kissinger, and George Bush, who is also a pilgrim and a member of the Saint Michael, Saint George knighthood, another crusader knighthood, as was, you know, tied to the Order of the Garter, which is what Hirohito is also initiated into, which is still there. It's a big high level order. So my fear is just that they're going to bring about some economic chaos, promote this civil war. We see it already bubbling away in Europe, but we're seeing it also potentially being something that could be amplified in the context of civic turmoil and economic chaos. And then out of the chaos, do what Aaron Burr was trying to do, which is to reabsorb the USA, undo the Constitution, and reabsorb it back into the British Empire, which is what the British ambassador Anthony Mary was writing to Jeremy Bentham in 1804, saying that he had gotten the service of Aaron Burr to do just that very thing. And that only came about later. Burr would have been in jail had that been known during his trials in 1807, but they only discovered these letters back in like 1825. So it was too late. But it's like that seems to me what Albert Pike was also trying to do, and what the Northern abolitionists were trying to do following Caleb Cushing, who wanted to again break America free, like radicalize it, create a civil war, get the South to become their own, you know, empire of the Golden Circle with like a 1,200-mile radius, you know, empire around Cuba. They had a whole plan to take over Cuba and make it the seat of a new maritime slave empire. And then the North part would go and join British Canada and get rid of the Constitution, create a new confederation with a special relationship to Britain. The South would have a special relationship to Britain, and slowly they would both be reabsorbed as if 1776 never happened. So I really hope that Trump knows his history. And I really, really hope that he's got his finger on these kinds of pulses, because that's what I see as being gamed out in motion right now. And I think it is tied to the restoration of the Kingdom of Jerusalem too. I'll just put that out there. I think that's tied to it.